This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, along with Item Sports Editor Steve Krause, and we are talking with the two December Moynihan Lumber Student Athletes of the Month. They are brother and sister, and they are both Bishop Fenwick High School swimmers out of Peabody. Connor Christuk, a senior, and his sister, Catherine Christuk, and we're also joined by their swimming coach, Kirsten DeWingart. And so let's begin. Coach, I want to start with you and ask you, tell me about these two as swimmers.
I've been lucky enough to coach them for the past several seasons. And Connor was here and Catherine, while their older brother was here, helping out before they even joined the team, which we were lucky to have. And then as they arrived at Fenwick and were old enough to swim, they continued to help dominate the team. We've been very lucky with the entire family. They're not only great swimmers, but they're also really great individuals. They do go out of their way to help other students and swimmers with different ideas, little tips. They're always there cheering each other on, and they don't take for granted where they are as swimmers. They understand that they need to continue working harder and moving forward.
Kirsten, what about, let's focus on Connor here for a moment, since he's the senior. You know, his events, you know, how has he kind of grown as a swimmer over the years?
Connor has continued to improve since his freshman year. He was a junior captain, which is unusual for us. He really does bring the team together. But for his actual swimming ability, he currently holds the top times in the CCL League for the 200 free, 50 free, 100 fly, 100 free, and he also has a top three time in the 500 and the 100 breaststroke, which is pretty impressive for a swimmer. He has been to sectionals and states all four seasons. He's qualified for this season, so he will continue on with that.
Connor, what did you miss anyways here?
I think that as a swimmer, I've really grown on the high school team. Seeing from my events freshman year when I came in, I was more of a distance swimmer, and I've progressed not only in the team as a member, going up being an older kid, taking more responsibilities, but now my events, I'm starting to do more sprint events, widening out my strokes and trying different things, and it's really helping the team and it's helping me grow.
What's up in the future for you for swimming?
Well, I hope to swim in college. I'm committed to Providence College, class of 2021, and I'm hoping to swim for them, hopefully sprint events.
All right, Coach. Catherine, tell me about her.
Catherine is only a sophomore, but she is a extremely strong, dedicated sophomore. She holds the top times in the CCL League for the 200 free, 200 IM, 100 fly, and the 100 back. She also holds a top three time in the league for the 100 breast, which is only beat out by a fellow teammate of Fenwick, actually.
And Catherine, what would you add to what the coach has just said here?
I think she pretty much summed it up. I think that I'm definitely going to go for my cuts in the future, and I'm just going to continue to dedicate myself to the team and try not to let anyone down.
All right, we also have with us Item Sports Editor Steve Krause is here. And Steve?
I guess my questions are more to do with the academics, too. This is an academic award. How do you balance, both of you, one after the other, how do you balance what you do in the pool with what you do in the classroom? And, I mean, not that it's a small thing, your life. I mean, you do have a life besides all of this. How do you balance everything?
Connor, we'll start with you. And Connor, can I add one more piece to that question? Because it's already three parts, but let's make it five parts here. But how about, and favorite courses and courses of study and things that really interest you?
Yeah, I'll start with your last question, the favorite courses. I'm actually a history buff. My favorite subject's definitely history. But my strengths are oddly in math. So I'm looking in college to study history, and as well as math, maybe minor in history, major in something business. That's my plan right now. How do I balance school and swimming? It's really not been easy. I think that the thing you have to sacrifice is sleep and a little bit of your social life. Starting out, I would get maybe 5 hours of sleep a night for almost my whole high school career. And now I'm starting to get more free periods in school, and it's become easier for me to get sleep because I do work and school instead. But that comes with time. I'm sure Catherine can attest to this part, the lack of sleep. And weekends, you have to sacrifice practice time. For me, it's been a 40-minute commute to the pool, back to my house, back to school. I do some days upwards of 3 hours of driving. And to juggle that with all honors and AP classes, it really cuts into your sleep and, like I said, cuts into your social life. But you got to make sacrifices for education.
I thought you were going to say you were catching up on your sleep in school, but I'm glad that wasn't your answer. You're using it to study. That's and Catherine, how would you answer that question? Those questions.
I'm definitely a math person. Math has been my favorite subject my whole life. I'm very good at it as well. Like Connor said, I do not get a lot of sleep from all honors classes. And between swimming and practice and the commute back and forth, I probably get 4 or 5 hours a night. He drives, so I sleep in the car a lot, which he gets mad about sometimes. Also, like he said, I can't drive, so I don't have much of a social life. I'm very dedicated to practicing. So I just focus on my goals, and I just try to achieve them.
I would like to add that although they both say they maybe step back from the social life, they always are getting along with everybody on the team and seem to be having a great time. You could never tell that they are tired or they're never cranky at practices. They really are always there 100% with whatever they're doing. They're there 100%.
I got one more question here for you guys, and that one might be just we talked before we started the recording here about your parents or whatever, your supports and so on. But obviously that's in place. So maybe Connor and Catherine, you can share with us a little bit maybe your parents and their role. And they weren't swimmers, I guess, right?
Well, definitely my parents played a big role because couldn't drive growing up until my brother was in his junior year. So our parents took a lot of time. They lost a lot of their own sleep to drive us to practice, you know, sometimes sacrificing work hours and picking up here and there. So definitely my parents made a sacrifice. They've always believed in us. They've driven us to swim meets. Our dad's an official at USA level and YMCA level for swim meets. My mom's always a head timer. They help out wherever they can. So definitely a big thanks to my parents for that.
Yeah. Great. Catherine?
Well, I fell in love with the sport from a very young age, and I think my parents just realized that, so they were able to just give it whatever they needed to and drive me to practices, me and my brothers. So,
I was just going to add that they are both very lucky, and their older brother, for the parents that they have. They really do have great parents that are very involved as needed without stepping in too much. But if we ever need anything as a team, they're wonderful.
What was it about the sport you fell in love with?
We'll go to Catherine first here. There's time to mix it up.
I have to say the drive for success. That was just reaching my goals, and that rush you get when you jump off the blocks in your favorite event, it's amazing. It's irreplaceable.
My favorite part about swimming is how much it really teaches you about life. I think that swimming being really a big allegory for life, you can find you have to work hard for things. There's never a substitute for hard work. Anytime you can get, you need to be working out. You need to be thinking on and off the pool deck about how you're swimming, your strokes. It's very an individual sport. You've got to be driven yourself. If you don't do things, no one else is going to do them for you. You can't scoot by in swimming.
Coach, I'm going to give you the final word here. You've heard everything here. You've heard the questions. You've heard the answers. You know these two is probably, well, certainly is the best of any of us here in this room right here. But just kind of put the final tag or conclusion on what you've heard with these two.
What I have been able to take from them as coaching them and knowing them as individuals is that they really understand the importance of working hard and putting everything into swimming and academics and the importance of never giving up, even if you have a bad swim or a bad day in class. You got to just continue to push forward and keep on and keep a good attitude, which sometimes gets lost in with everything.
Oh, yeah, wait. It isn't you. Every 4 years, swimming takes center stage in the world, particularly now with the Phelpses. I called you guys the Phelps family to her the other day. Did you watch a lot of that this summer, and what did you think?
Well, for the last three summers, yeah. Actually.
I've watched it every summer I can remember. I think USA Swimming is an exceptional program. It's demonstrated every 4 years, like you said, at the Olympics. Michael Phelps, there's nothing you can say about him. He's a legend. I think every swimmer who makes the Olympics is really incredible. The amount of dedication, not only just natural talent, but you have to really work for it. And I admire everyone who's made it to that level.
What I thought of it was incredible to watch people. I really tried to focus on what they did differently from my stroke and try to incorporate it into my own swimming. We also, the past year, had one of our close friends actually qualify for Olympic trials. And that was pretty impressive, so that was something to remark.
You have been listening to the Moynihan Lumber Student Athletes of the Month for the month of December. Catherine Christock, swimmer from Bishop Fenwick High School. Her brother, the senior, Connor Christock from Bishop Fenwick High School. Catherine, a sophomore, along with their coach, Kirsten DeWingart. And also, of course, joined by Steve Krause, sports editor of the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports. .com